Front court against the pressure, gets it to Matt. Layup, no, by Hoder, and the rebound fought for. Niebergi has it. He comes out of there with it and shoots it, and Smith is the basket, but does draw the foul. Three defenders around him, a couple of them fouled him. He still somehow, I don't know how he does it, Terry, he still somehow got that ball up on the rim. He's not that strong a guy. He just knows when to put the ball up.
Well, he snakes through is what we call it. It looks like one of those things where he just finds a little slot. You know, Dick, they're pressuring on the inbounds pass on every time that they make a bucket at the other end. That's going to play a toll in your legs. In particular, if you got to get back into this thing shooting a three, I think that's a good thing to see them putting pressure on if you're a Wesleyan Titan fan.
It's Monster's foul. It's his third as Niebergi makes the first free throw, now makes the second free throw. 13 points in the game for Brent, four of them here in the second half, and it's 55-36, Illinois Wesleyan by 19 with 17:46 to play in the season. Here's Kissinger with it at the edge of the circle. Now Mosser against the Titan zone. High post pass, Miller, now it goes inside. Ideas lost it, and it's stolen by Crabtree. Bryan comes the other way, whips it to Nate Hubbard. Baseline shot, that's good. Hubbard scores the goal. 21-point lead for Illinois Wesleyan.
Great pass, looking up the floor by Bryan Crabtree, found Nate in the corner.
Mosser with it now at the left wing. The Plainsmen hit a couple of threes here early in the second half, but the Titans have regained their balance as now another three goes down for Kip Kissinger. And so Nebraska Wesleyan continues to fire from the perimeter and continues to hit. And the lead is back to 18 at 57-39.
Kissinger gets his legs under him. He is a great shooter.
Kuhn on the left wing. Bounce pass, Bryan Crabtree. Inside the arc, he drives, and he's fouled on the way to the basket by Chad Ideas, and that's three fouls against him. So two of their key offensive players, Ideas and Mosser, each with three, as now B.J. Smith is into the game, and Ideas goes to the bench for Todd Raridan's Nebraska Wesleyan Plainsman.
Well, Bryan Crabtree is about a half a step at least faster than Ideas.
Bryan Crabtree gets the pass in the left corner, drives into the lane. Now his pass is knocked and comes back to Corey Kuhn. Jeff Miller was all over the pass, but he batted it right back to Corey. Here's Matt Hoder at the right wing. Hoder picks it up and sends it to Hubbard. Left wing, Corey Kuhn. Now with 18 to shoot, it comes inside the Niebergi, who drives toward the goal. The pass back out. Hoder a three. That one's short, and the rebound for Nebraska Wesleyan as it's picked out of there by Nate Thomas. 18-point lead for Illinois Wesleyan as Mitch Mosser is in the front court for the Plainsmen. Mosser spins it to Kissinger from the left wing. He deals to the corner. And Miller, cross-court pass. Open is Mosser. A three is good. Mitch Mosser gets his second three of the second half after being held scoreless in the first. And the lead is down to 15 again, 57-42.
Well, they're looking for the skip pass every time, Dick. That long cross-court pass is where they're getting their good threes.
All four of their second-half field goals have come from outside the arc. And Illinois Wesleyan's lead is 15 again as Hubbard finds Crabtree right of the lane. Drive all the way to the goal, the layup. Yes! And the Titans lead by 17. Bryan's first second-half basket. He has 21 points. And the lead is 59-42. Mitch Mosser with it, and as he tosses to the baseline, a whistle and a foul is called off the ball against the Titans.
Okay, inside, Matt Hoder and Nate Thomas were in there banging around pretty hard, and Hoder got called for the foul.
It's Matt's first. It's the team's second. And this one gets us to an official timeout with 15:39 left to play. 59-42. Illinois Wesleyan in front of Nebraska Wesleyan here in the NCAA Division III championship game. We're back after this on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Simplify your life by having a store that can help you with all your jewelry needs. Solid Gold Jewelers is here to help you with all your jewelry repairs. They can help you with insurance replacements for lost and stolen jewelry, as well as appraisals. Solid Gold can engrave your special gifts and, of course, help you when you're in need of that extra special gift. From a simple pair of gold earrings to a large diamond ring. It's nice to know you only need to make one stop when it comes to all your jewelry needs. Solid Gold Jewelers in downtown Normal.
Yeah. For the largest selection of authentic Titan sportswear, you must visit the Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore. At the bookstore, you'll find a wide array of apparel, including Final Four clothing on sale now. The Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore carries everything from polo shirts and sweaters to warm-ups and sweatshirts. They even have gift items like clocks, jewelry, golf balls, polar fleece blankets, wallets, desk lamps, and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturday. Hurry to the Wesleyan Bookstore.
The voice of the Titans. Sports 1230 WJBC, Bloomington.
Dick Lutke and Terry Brown here at the Salem Civic Center. It's the final day of the Division III college basketball season. Two teams left playing, and they have 15 minutes and 39 seconds to play. And the team wearing the green uniforms has the 17-point lead. 59-42 is the score. A lot of minutes logged in this game by Corey Kuhn. I believe all of them so far. Brian Crabtree was out very briefly, maybe for a minute and a half or so. And Brent Niebuhrge has also gone almost all the way.
Yeah, Corey got spelled a little bit before half. Tony Pacetti came in for him. So
exactly.
He did get a little bit of a break.
But not much of a break for those two. As they have played, in addition to the other three starters, the entire second half so far, which is only 4.5 minutes. But Denny Bridge is going a little more with his regulars, in part because of the media timeouts being called here in this championship game. A little more rest.
Gives them a lot of breathers.
Kissinger with it now for Nebraska Wesleyan as the Plainsmen have put it in play. They still have their starters with one exception, B.J. Smith in there instead of Mosser, who has three fouls as the shot is up and good by Nate Thomas. Thomas has his eighth field goal of the game, and that knocks the lead back down to 15 at 59-44. Actually, it's Mosser is still in there. The guy, the starter on the bench for them is Miller, as Kuhn has it in the front court for Illinois Wesleyan. 59-44 now the score. Titans by 15, 15 minutes to play. Here's the pass to Hoder down the baseline, or down the lane he goes, and he gets knocked to the floor and will pick himself up and go to the free throw line as the whistle did blow.
Going to give him two shots, too, I think, Dick.
Wow, that's a little generous if they do, but yeah, he will go to the line. Otherwise, it would be an inbounds pass because it's only the fourth team fouled against Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle, too. His right foot looks like Matt's kind of trying to walk it off right now. His right foot, he got rolled as he went inside.
Andy Boyden, the starter for the Titans, who can't play here in the Final Four because of mononucleosis, standing and flapping.
Number 34.
As Hoder will get to the free throw line. Matt already with that cut above his eye. It does not affect his vision very much. I talked to him earlier today, and it closed the eye a little bit, but not much. He sees just fine. B.J. Smith committed that foul. It's his first.
A key to that thing is he had no anesthetic at all when he got his stitches. And I'm going to tell you what, Dick.
That would hurt a little bit.
Yeah, he was grimacing and everything else before. He thought he'd already had a couple stitches and hadn't gotten any yet.
Well, he didn't want any of that because he wanted to play some more. As the free throw is not good, and now the second one good by Matt Hoder. He makes one of two and builds the lead to 16. 60-44 is the score. And Nebraska Wesleyan against that ever-present Titan zone puts the ball into the front court. Mosser with it at the right wing. Goes to the corner. Holding it there is Ideas. Now inside Thomas. Back out Kissinger. Back into Thomas at the high post, and he hands it to Mosser. Mosser a three, and he missed it. And the rebound, Crabtree. I believe that's their first miss from three-point territory here in the second half. They have made four straight as Brian comes across the timeline.
Yeah, Dick, I think that was a little bit out of his range. That was about 22, 23 feet. He's not going to make very many of those.
Corey Kuhn dribbling the basketball, and now Denny Bridges wants a timeout as he and assistant coach Dave Steinbrook will talk to the Titans. Actually, Denny called that timeout to get Hoder out of the game. You mentioned the ankle, and Matt favoring it heavily. And now he will sit down at the end of the bench, and John Baines will come in for him. So it's Boyden and Hoder apparently unavailable right now for the Titans. As Wesleyan has put the ball back in play. They didn't even use the timeout as far as talking goes. They just wanted it to make the substitution. Corey a three. It's good! Corey Kuhn behind John Baines' screen was open for three. He nails another one. The lead is now 19 at 63-44. And here's Kissinger up to the top. Mosser inside Thomas. He's fouled by John Baines and will go to the free throw line. It was in the act of shooting. I mentioned Dave Steinbrook, the assistant on the bench for Illinois Wesley, and of course the other assistant, Terry, Dennis Martell, not here for the Final Four because he's with his baseball team, now returning from its spring trip in St. Louis at this moment, I'm told, watching the game on television. It is being televised in some parts of the country as the free throw is good by the left-hander Thomas, who has scored his 19th point. But it's certainly too bad Coach Martell can't be here for this.
Well, I'll guarantee you he is right here in spirit with them. I like that last foul by John Baines too, Dick. He didn't let him shoot an easy layup. Yeah. Make him go to the free throw line.
And he did make both free throws, Thomas did, and he has 20 of their 46 points, 63-46. Titan lead is 17. Now full court pressure. Kuhn tried to split the trap, couldn't. Passes ahead to Niebuhrge. Now it's thrown out of bounds. Actually, Hubbard had it knocked out of bounds by Kissinger as the Titans moved it quickly up the floor, and that last pass from Hubbard to Baines, who would have had a layup, was spoiled by a hustling Kip Kissinger. Wesleyan to inbound it. Illinois Wesleyan as it's to Niebuhrge. He nearly lost it, recovers it in the lane, goes to the goal, running shot, blocked out of bounds by Nate Thomas. Niebuhrge claiming he got knocked hard on the arm. It certainly looked as though he did. Nothing was called. Wesleyan, Illinois Wesleyan, still has the basketball.
You know, right now, transition basketball has got to occur when you take it inbounds.
Nate Hubbard to Kuhn. A three off the pass is short, and the rebound battled for. Niebuhrge gets it, goes to the goal, misses the shot. Niebuhrge kept it alive, knocked out of bounds, off B.J. Smith. It belongs to the Titans. What a great hustle play by Brent Niebuhrge.
And John Bean's got a hand in there, too, but Brent kept right after the basketball, kept it alive, and it bounced off a Nebraska Wesleyan player's hand.
And Illinois Wesleyan will put it in play as now back into the game comes Isaac Russell. We saw him briefly in the first half. Out goes B.J. Smith, who didn't hustle as hard as his coach thought he should on that play. Here's the pass down low. Niebuhrge gets it, shoots it, and scores. Brent Niebuhrge inside. The ball knocked away for a moment, but Brent, with those quick, soft hands, got it back and laid it in, and the lead is 19 at 65-46.
Nate Hubbard made that happen. Just waited till the play took place, and then he laid it out there for Brent to handle it.
He was the inbounder, and he gets the assist on that one as Mosser has it for Nebraska Wesley. And up on top, Kissinger, a three over Nate. That's in and out, not good. The rebound for them, and the shot is up and no good. Now another try for the man who just checked into the game, Isaac Russell, and he's knocked to the floor. And we'll get free throws. I believe Corey Kuhn has been called for the foul.
I think he's calling out on Brent Niebuhrge. He may have called it on Corey, but I think he called it on Brent.
It is on Brent, and that's his third. So he's the first Titan to pick up a third foul. It will not be free throws. Nebraska Wesleyan will put it in play. Here's the pass to the low post, and the shot is up and missed by Ideas, but the rebound for Mosser underneath the bucket. He dribbles out to the left corner and puts it down low, and a fadeaway shot by Thomas is good. Nate Thomas continues to light it up. That's 22 points for him. He's the game's leading scorer, and it's 65-48. Illinois Wesleyan's lead is 17, 13 minutes to play. John Baines with it, left wing. John up on top to Hubbard. Right wing, Corey Kuhn. Now Kuhn down low. Niebuhrge layup is good. Great pass by Corey Kuhn. Brett Niebuhrge with 17. Nebraska Wesleyan in the front court, down by 19 once again. Pass to the corner, a three by IDS. That one's good. And they knock the lead down to 16 at 67-51 as Illinois Wesleyan now will put the ball in play against the full court pressure. Well, they're heating up from three-point territory here in the second half, and that's making a difference. But the Titans, who led by 19 at the half, still lead by 16 as Corey Kuhn has the inbounds pass and will now move the ball up the floor against Mitch Mosser. It's a man-to-man full-court press, so as soon as the Titans get it inbounds, they're in pretty good shape. Hubbard with it, to Crabtree, bounce pass to Niebuhrge, and he lost it. It didn't see it coming. It hit low on his leg, and out of bounds off of him. It belongs to Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, it's hard to catch the ball with your shin right there. Brent had it bounce right off his shin. Brian tried to get a pass in there. Maybe a little bit too difficult of a pass, Dick.
I didn't think he saw it coming, too. That's the other problem. Brent will often catch those tough passes. Here's Ideas' three. Not good. And the rebound, Brian Crabtree up there to snare it away. Long pass to Baines, but now knocked out of bounds by Kip Kissinger. Crabtree with a great rebound, and then he looked up the floor, saw John Baines streaking toward the basket, but a fine defensive play by Kissinger to spoil what would have been a fast break layup. And now an official's timeout is called. 11:57 left to go in the season, and Wesleyan's Titans lead the Wesleyan Plainsmen 67-51. We're back after this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Are you stretched too thin to deal with office? With W.M. Putnam's new SOS system. SOS is the stress-free office supply system that makes it easy to keep your shelves stocked with all the essential supplies without the usual stress, mess, fuss, and hassle. W.M. Putnam's SOS system eliminates mess and disorganization, simplifies ordering and restocking, and minimizes interruptions, confusion, and frustration. You never run out of what you need, leaving you free to make every minute count. To learn more about this innovative new service, call your W.M. Putnam representative. In the office supply business, W.M. Putnam is a lifesaver. Remember, too, that W.M. Putnam is a major supplier of contract business furniture and commercial office furniture. And they're happy to announce they have now relocated to their new facilities at 1625 Commerce Parkway in Bloomington. W.M. Putnam Company also congratulates Coach Denny Bridges and the Illinois Wesleyan Titans on a great season and wishes them the best in postseason play. The savings will never be greater than they are right now during the store-wide inventory reduction sale at the Music Shop in downtown Normal. Incredible bargains in every department if you hurry to the Music Shop. Don't miss it.
Illinois Wesleyan 67, Nebraska Wesleyan 51, 11:57 left to go in the ballgame. It looks, Terry, as though the Titans will go the rest of the way without Matt Hoder, who has his basketball shoes off right now and has ice on that left ankle.
Well, he's got one of those things where he went in, and when he penetrated, he stepped on somebody's foot and rolled that left foot over. They've got that one of those ace bandages on right now with a package of ice. Now, Dick, I've seen guys come back from that, but he looks like he's in a position with both shoes off, leaning back very disgruntled right now, and I doubt we see him again.
So no Boyden, no Hoder, apparently, here for the last 12 minutes of the season as the Titans try to hang on to the national championship. They lead it by 16. They have the ball. Out there right now are Baines, Crabtree, Hubbard, Kuhn, and Niebuhrge. And they may stay in the game until this thing is decided, although we could see Jason Osborne and Tony Fassetti. Here's the pass to Crabtree at the left wing. Fakes the pass, picks it up, and finds Kuhn at the top. Nebraska Wesleyan in the man-to-man. They've been man all the way. And the bounce pass to Baines, 20 seconds to shoot as Kuhn has it. Angles toward the goal, passes to Crabtree from the corner. Bryan now will try to create as he whips the pass cross-court to Hubbard. He fires the long one. It's in and out, not good, and the rebound Ideas, and Nebraska Wesleyan comes the other way. Chris Bosiger now in the game. He checked in during the timeout. Mosser a three. It's good. Mosser hits the three. And he has three of them here in the second half, and the lead is all the way down to 13. This is as close as Nebraska Wesleyan has been since the early part of the game as the Titans have it in the front court. Driving toward the left baseline is Corey Kuhn. Now he circles back out. Kuhn whips it to Nate Hubbard. Inside Crabtree. Drives against Mosser. Spins and gets it knocked. And a whistle, and it's out of bounds. It's off of Nebraska Wesleyan and belongs to the Titans. Crabtree and the rest of the Titans certainly thought there'd be a foul there.
How in the world couldn't there have been?
Hubbard gets it to Bryan at the left baseline. He drives, bumps a bit with Mosser, now fires, misses it, and the rebound for Nebraska Wesleyan's Nate Thomas, who comes the other way. The pass to Bosiger. 13-point lead for Wesleyan, a three by Mosser. Good! He got another one. He's on fire here in the second half, and the lead is down to 10, 67-57. Hold on to your seats. Still 11 minutes left to go. Corey Kuhn with it at the left wing. Behind the back dribble. Now he gets it knocked away. Out of bounds. Off of Nebraska Wesleyan. It still belongs to Illinois Wesleyan.
They reach around right there. One of the officials just about called a foul on Bosiger there and reaching around to Corey Kuhn.
Nate Hubbard will put it in play. Nate looks some more, and gets it to John Baines. Left of the basket, he backs in, turns, fakes, fires, and missed it. And the rebound, snared by Niebuhrge, saved it in. Baines gets it, now he goes to the goal and lays it and misses it. The tip by Niebuhrge, and Kissinger's got it. Great save in by Niebuhrge, but the Titans could not take advantage. Nebraska Wesleyan down 10 with the ball in the front court. Here's Bosiger, a drive along the baseline. Now he's forced back out. Here's the pass. Inside Ideas. Shot's not good, but a whistle and a foul on John Baines. And Ideas will go to the free throw line as Nebraska Wesleyan charges back into this game.
And they went back into the man-to-man. It looks like Hoder's going to try to come out of the ice here and maybe get his shoe back on too, Dick.
10:08 left to go in the season. And Ideas will shoot the free throws after foul number three against Baines. Niebuhrge and Baines are the ones with three fouls, as sure enough, Matt Hoder is getting those shoes back on. Meanwhile, Ideas' free throw is on the way and good. And he now has 13 points.
What you got to do is you got to stay in your offensive flow and keep getting good shots. Right now, the Titans have missed the last couple of down, but you still got to run your offense and try to get a layup or two.
Sophomore from Adams, Nebraska, rolled the free throw good. The lead is down to 8, 67-59 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan. Titans against full court pressure, get it to Corey Kuhn. Kuhn throws it behind Niebuhrge. Brent able to save it, and now he finds Hubbard. Hubbard to Baines at the baseline. John finds Brent. Layup good. A whistle, a foul. Count the basket. Titans by 10, and Niebuhrge going to the line. A great save by Brent. He got it ahead to Nate, actually, and then to Baines, and Niebuhrge hustling all the way after saving the ball, got the layup.
He got the ball, and when he saw the pass being made, just followed the pass down the lane, which is what you're supposed to do, Dick, laid it in. Could have went either way, but we'll take it this way.
He raced from three-quarter court right by our spot here on side court as he shoots the free throw good. A three-point play by Brent. He now has 20 for the game, and the Titans lead by 11, 70-59.
Yeah, they're in a man-to-man defense, too. They're going to come out of that zone to play it tough on these three-point shooters.
Mosser with it at the right wing. Up to the top, here's Thomas as he put it inside, a whistle, and I believe it's Brent called for the foul on Ideas, and that's Brent Niebuhrge's fourth. Uh-oh. Well, it's his task here in the man-to-man to guard Ideas. That matchup originally was Brian Crabtree's, but then, of course, the Titans have played zone much of the game. And now, let's see, it's still Ideas guarded by Brent Niebuhrge, who plays with four fouls. Nebraska Wesleyan has put it in play after team foul number six against the Titans. A three on the way. Bosiger got it. Chris Bosiger's first basket of the game, 70-62. The lead back to eight. Here's Crabtree through traffic. He goes, dribbles it off his own leg, out of play, off of him. It belongs to Nebraska Wesleyan.
Boy, that was a tough call, too. It's one of those on the sideline where you get knocked out of bounds. Usually that's a force out.
And now, Niebuhrge out of the game, and in for the first time is Matt Mann here in this national championship game. Matt Mann, who played very briefly in the semifinal contest last night, a junior from Bourbonnais with a clutch situation here. And now Jason Osborne will check in, and Brian Crabtree will get a little bit of a rest here around the midway mark of the half.
Well, Dick, we've only got one foul to give here, and they're going to go to the line, so you're going to have to really play good defense.
Mosser with it. Now the lob inside toward Ideas. Layup good, and the lead is 6 points. Ideas is hurt as he crashes to the floor. I believe he knocked his head, but now he's getting up onto his feet and appears to be okay as his basket has shaved the lead down to a half dozen points. It's 70-64 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan, 9:13 still to play.
You don't want to move away from your offense, Dick. I said it a little bit ago, but you got to run your offense, and you can run your offense 90 feet away. So try to get the ball, try to get down, and don't be afraid to take your shots. It's easy to say when you're sitting here talking about it, but that's what you got to do to be successful here at the end of this ballgame.
Nate Hubbard to put it in play for Illinois Wesleyan Titans. He runs the baseline and gets it to Jason Osborne, the freshman guard from Lincoln. Osborne being hackled by two defenders, still on the dribble, now picks it up and finds Kuhn in the front court. Here's Corey at the left wing. He gets it up to Osborne, now back to Corey Kuhn. 20 seconds to shoot for the Titans, 9 minutes to go in the game. Here's Corey attacking the bucket, a shot on the way, it's not good. The rebound tipped out, they've got it. Ideas has it for Nebraska Wesleyan. And the outlet to Chris Bosiger. Titans led by as many as 23 in the first half, up by 19 at the half. Right now, the lead is only 6. Mosser with it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's the pass to the top. Ideas has it there. Now left wing Kissinger. Bounce pass down low. Here's the turn and the shot and the whistle. And Matt Mann forced the travel with great defense. Matt Mann comes up with a defensive play. A travel called against Nate Thomas.
A little hop step right there, Dick, and didn't get away with it. The official is standing right there looking at him.
Oh, that's huge. Now Corey Kuhn into the front court for Illinois Wesleyan. Kuhn drifts toward the left wing. 8:20 to play here in the championship game as Hubbard has it. Nate delivers it to Jason Osborne, right wing Corey Kuhn. Corey against Bosiger. attacks the basket through the lane. He goes and now gets it to Matt Mann, who turns, fires, and rims it. Not good. It was in and out of there on the jump hook, off balance. And the rebound, Ideas, who's getting a lot of rebounds for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bosiger now from the wing. A three is short, and the rebound comes out to Nebraska Wesleyan. Mosser shoves it to Bosiger. Now Mosser with it, guarded by Nate Hubbard. Spins it back to Bosiger. 7.75 minutes to go. Kip Kissinger guarded by Osborne. The shot by Mosser. It's a three and it's good. And that cuts the lead in half. 70-67 the score. Titans lead down to three. Against full court pressure, Hubbard's pass ahead to Osborne. Into the front court he goes. He moves to the left baseline and finds Corey Kuhn. Mosser with 15 second half points, all of them from behind the arc. He did not score in the first half. Matt Mann with it. Now to Corey Kuhn on the right wing. John Baines inside, bad pass, knocked away, and it goes to the corner. It's out of bounds. It's off the Wesleyan Titans. It belongs to Nebraska Wesleyan with now 7:10 left to play.
No, it's going to be Wesleyan Titans basketball.
Oh, the one official overruling the other one, and that's interesting, Terry, because Nebraska Wesleyan could have recovered that ball in the corner, I believe. They let it roll out of bounds, and now a timeout has been called. It's an official timeout with 7:10 left. Illinois Wesleyan's one-time 23-point lead is now down to three. 70-67 the score. We return with more of the championship game after this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
The Whitaker family invites you to take the short drive to Hudson and treat yourself to Whitaker's Country Oak Shop. You'll find one of the largest selections of genuine Amish-made oak furniture in the Midwest. And now is an excellent time to visit because Whitaker's is beginning their tax time sale. They'll pay the sales tax on your purchases made between March 1st and April 15th. A full month of tax time savings on Whitaker's beautiful handcrafted home furnishings for every room in your home, created by Amish artisans from Illinois to Ohio. And their pieces are ready for immediate delivery with free delivery within 60 miles. All this with no sales tax from March 1st through April 15th. So make plans to make the trip to Whitaker's Country Oak Shop. Shop Whitaker's Tax Time Sale 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon till 5 on Sundays with evening appointments available. Whitaker's Country Oak Shop. Family owned and operated, located on Broadway on the south edge of Hudson, just minutes from Bloomington Normal. Don't miss the Tax Time Sale at Whitaker's Country Oak Shop.
If it bounces, we cover it. Local sports. Sports 1230 WJBC.
Wesleyan Titans with 28 wins and two losses coming into this game. 28 matching the most ever by an Illinois Wesleyan team. That was what last year's team accomplished. One more win would mean a national championship. And the Titans have led the entire game by as many as 23, but that lead has evaporated all the way to 3 points here with 7:10 to go in the game. As Illinois Wesleyan will inbound it down at its end. Osborne is still in there. John Baines, Hubbard, Kuhn, and Crabtree are the others. So Baines back in, and Matt Mann sits down for Denny Bridges' team.
We need a bucket right now. In particular, it's been a long dry spell. Brent Niebuhr's last layup was the last time we scored, Dick.
Hubbard with it. To the corner it goes. Jason Osborne now back to Nate Hubbard. Up on top, Corey Kuhn. Man-to-man for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Kuhn. Bounce pass Osborne, right wing, bomb, and it is way short. He had to fire it because the shot clock was running down. The Titans lost track of the shot clock. Frankly, I did as well. And Nebraska Wesleyan rebounds the air ball, and the Plainsmen are in the front court. Here's Mosser. And Hubbard reached in, got a piece of the ball, but Mosser recovered it, and then Nate reached in and fouled him.
That puts them in a bonus, too.
That it does. That is team foul number 7 against Illinois Wesleyan. Hubbard commits his first. Remember, Niebuhr with 4, and Brent has been on the bench for a while, but he'll come back, I believe, right now as Denny Bridges sends him to the scorer's table. And the Titans have not played as well with Brent on the bench. Mosser on the free throw line. He shoots it up and gets it. He doesn't miss many from anywhere, especially here in the second half. He has 5 3-point goals. All 16 of his points have come here in the second stanza as he has just knocked the lead down to 2 points.
Well, they're getting up the hill, Dick. They've not got up to the top of it yet, but they're working very hard to get caught right up here.
77% free thrower fires and gets that one, too. And they've made all six of their free throws here in the second half and all 10 in the game. And they're within one, 70-69. Here's Brian Crabtree across the timeline, moving to the right baseline. Now he spins it to Nate. A three on the way is rolling. Not good. Bounced on the rim twice. Loose ball. Scramble out of bounds off of Nebraska Wesleyan. Still belongs to the Titans. Great fight by Baines and Crabtree after that missed three by Nate Hubbard. And now a 20-second timeout called by Denny Bridges with 6:28 to go. And the Illinois Wesleyan lead all the way down to one single point.
Ooh-wee.
A 23-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan in yesterday's game, Terry, had a 22-point lead, and their opponent, Williams College, came back to within four. And then Nebraska Wesleyan, at about this point in the game, once again took control of the game. So we're looking for that script again here.
Well, you know, you always think that when you have to fight your way back into something, it always takes a little bit out of you, and when you're a team that's up, maybe not quite so much as taken out of you, Dick, and that's what you're going to have to see here. A little perseverance again.
Titans get it to Niebrugge. Brent inside shot. Good! Brent Niebrugge, who scored the last Titan basket, ends the drought here off a great feed by Nate Hubbard. Those two guys have done that a couple of times in this game, and now it's 72-69, and that may be an important bucket as Nebraska Wesleyan has the ball in the front court. And the Titans, are they back in the zone? Here's the drive and the pass to the corner. Kissinger can't get his shot away. He shovels it off to Bosiger. Titans have gone to the zone. Mosser with it to the right wing. Here's Ideas driving on Baines. His pass to the left side. The shot by Kissinger is in and out. Not good. The rebound for them. Ideas throws it. Not good. And the rebound for Brent Niebrugge. And Corey Kuhn has it. And good ball handling there as Corey came right down on top of a defender but kept the dribble and now is in the front court. Here's Corey's drive and a whistle, a reach-in foul. It'll be called against Bosiger. And that is team foul number six against Nebraska Wesleyan. The Titans will put it in play with now 5:41 left to go.
That was a good penetration right there by Corey. Just saw a wide open area, went inside and drew the foul.
72-69 in favor of Illinois Wesleyan as Hubbard looks to get it in play. Does so to Crabtree in the left corner. Now down the baseline goes the pass. The ball knocked away by Ideas and picked off by Mosser. And here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. In the front court, Bosiger. And now a whistle. And as the ball goes inside to Thomas, a foul against the Titans. And that'll put Nate Thomas at the free throw line where he can knock the lead back down to 1 point.
Well, what happens right now is Nate Thomas is getting down low and getting big, Dick. He's spreading himself out, trying to get the ball inside there on the block. Somebody's either got to step in front of him and play him honest, or you're going to have to play behind him and don't reach over the back, which is what John Baines did right there.
Baines' fourth foul. Matt Hoder, who was reaching for the shoes earlier, still sitting on the bench. The free throw by Thomas, not good, and the rebound, Hubbard, and a foul called against Kissinger over the back of Nate Hubbard. Good rebound by Nate, and now the Titans will go to the line. That's the seventh foul against Nebraska Wesleyan.
That's crucial right there. You got to get to the free throw line because when they're coming down here to press, Dick, that puts us on the line a lot. You got to make some free throws. Wesleyan, notoriously a good free throw shooting ball club, got to take advantage of it.
That also gives the Titans a chance to rest while they're shooting free throws.
Good point. We're not very deep right now.
Hubbard shoots the first one good. Nate with a pressure-packed free throw. His first attempt of the game is a good one. He has 6 points. Wesleyan's lead is four at 73-69. Titans have scored the last 3 points.
Let's see if he gets this. See if he gets somebody in the lane. I'll bet he does.
Yep, he did, and the free throw is good anyway. He does hesitate before he fires. 74-69. Titans have scored four in a row. They lead by five. Here's Bosiger at the edge of the circle to Mitch Mosser. Mosser brings it toward the right. Now the pass down low. Fadeaway shot. Ideas is good. And the lead is back down to three at 74-71. Chad Ideas now with 18 points. Titans against the pressure. Here's Niebrugge to Corey Kuhn. Titans perhaps a little tired, and Nebraska Wesleyan continuing to use that full court pressure, although Kuhn breaks it down here with the dribble. He's in the front court. Corey off to the left wing. Crabtree driving toward the goal and shoots it. Thought he got fouled. Missed the shot badly. The rebound, Mosser. No whistle on that one. Mitch Mosser into the front court. Three-point ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Here's the pass into the corner. Now back out to Mosser. In the corner to Kissinger. And now it goes through Ideas' hands over the timeline. Over and back is the call. Ideas carelessly letting the ball slip through his hands and the Titans benefit there from a mistake by the Plainsman.
Well, the pass before that, it almost happened, Dick, and they threw it right back to him again, and then he lost the basketball.
Baines with it, playing with four fouls. So is Niebuhrge, as Baines is way out on the right wing, out away from the basket. Here's the pass to Bryan. Crabtree fakes his man in the air at the baseline. His pass inside to Brent makes a difficult catch and now has to save it in. Does so to Baines. Shot on the way. Not good by John from 11 feet away in the rebound. Thomas. And it's still 74-71. Now 4 minutes to play in the contest. Nebraska Wesleyan gets it to Ideas in the right corner. Now he spins and gets it to Mosser inside Thomas. Now back out. Here's Bosiger with it. Against Crabtree, drives to the goal, the pass to the side, Ide hits the three, that is not good, and the rebound, Brett Niebuhrge up there to snare it, great rebound by the junior. Here's Corey into the front court, Kuhn at the edge of the circle, gets it to Nate, a three on the way is good! Nate Hubbard makes it a 6-point lead, 77-71. 3:30 to go.
Big shot right there by Nate.
He was wide open as now the ball is kicked out of bounds by Bryan Crabtree. He had spotted up over there on the left side, pleading for the ball. Finally, he got it. He didn't hesitate, Terry. He fired, and the Titans lead by a half dozen with 3:25 left, an official timeout call during which we will keep it here as we come to the end here of this national championship game.
Well, you got to dance with who brought you, Dick, and it's a situation where you're shooting the basketball so well tonight. Start putting the ball up. Right there, Nate came down, squared up, and had a spot down there. Nobody was on him. Corey Kuhn went down and saw him, made a very nice entry pass to him. Nate squared up and put it right through the bottom of the net.
Remember when Nate Hubbard was shooting about 12% from three-point territory this year?
Well, we knew that that wasn't going to last. He's too good of a shooter, you know. He does so many things out on the floor that sometimes we forgive him for shooting not very well from three-point land, but he's a very good shooter, Dick. Right there's an indication of it.
Well, his season percentage has gone all the way up to 37. I think he's been about 50 since he had that terrible drought, and he's made some big threes in this tournament, none bigger than that one just moments ago.
Well, that right there helps you a lot. You know, it gives you that spread of 5 points, Dick, or six, I guess it is now.
Yep.
And what you have to have is two threes to get back in the ballgame. There's 3:25 to go, a lot of time left. What the Titans have to do is continue to run their offense. We've mentioned it lots and lots of times. Come down and run your offense, and if you get a good shot, go ahead and put it up. Now, Bryan Crabtree's got a little bit of frustration going on because the last couple of times down, Dick, he's went up and tried to lay the ball off the board and thought he was fouled. You got to continue to persevere and keep trying to put it up.
77-71, Illinois Wesleyan's Titans with a 6-point lead, 3:25 left to go in the basketball game. Wesleyan's one-time 23-point lead evaporating all the way to 1 point. The Plainsmen got to within one, and then that inbound pass from Nate Hubbard to Niebuhrge, who had just checked back into the game, producing the layup, which kind of allowed the Titans to regain their balance a little bit in this one, Terry. The wheels were about off by that time.
Well, you know, you look at it, boy, it's a game of transitions, and what happened right now is they're starting to get a momentum change a little bit. It was all Nebraska Wesleyan. Now Illinois Wesleyan with the big three, if they can get a stop here, Dick, could really help.
Guys on the floor are Crabtree, Hubbard, Kuhn, Niebuhrge, and Baines. I would think that those five will stay on the floor until one of them fouls out or until the game is decided. Mosser to Thomas. Outside to Kissinger. Titans still in the zone, which has been very good to them in this game. Mosser on the left wing. Starts to attack the bucket. Kuhn stays with him. Tough shot. That's rolling. Not good. The rebound. Brent. Niebuhrge, another big rebound. Corey Kuhn now across the timeline.
Yeah, they're going to set it up, run their offense. Good heady play right there by Corey.
6-point lead plus the possession with 3 minutes now to play in this game and this season. Baines with it. Up top to Kuhn. Corey outside the arc, and now a whistle and a foul away from the ball. It's against B.J. Smith of Nebraska Wesleyan, who had checked in during the timeout. And Bryan Crabtree, named, we're told, by Basketball Times, the Division III Player of the Year, will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. It's the eighth team fouled against Nebraska Wesleyan.
He was also named first team All-American on there. I guess when you're the Player of the Year, you should be first team, right?
That's an automatic. Let's see if this free throw is. Yes. Bryan has his 22nd point. That's only his third point of the second half. And it's 78-71, Titans by 7. Now another one coming here with 2:52 left. It is good. That one grazed the front of the rim. And the Titans lead by 8, 79-71. Here's Mitch Mosser with it on the right wing. Inside, Thomas turns on Bain, shoots it off the glass and in. Nate Thomas has been unstoppable for them. He has 24 points. And now Wesleyan against the full court pressure, the lead down to six. Here's Brian Crabtree at three-quarter court spinning, finding Nate, who gets it to Corey, and Kuhn moves it into the front court. 2.5 minutes to go in the season. Wesleyan by a half dozen points. John Baines with it at the right wing. And now up top to Nate Hubbard against the Nebraska Wesleyan man-to-man. He finds Corey Kuhn. Corey on the dribble at the edge of the circle, moves toward the right wing, continues the dribble, now gets it to Niebrugge, left of the lane drive, shot by Brent, good! With the right hand, underhand layup, 81-73, Brent Niebrugge scores again, 24 for him. Idias in the corner, pass inside, and a shot put up, not good, but a foul called on John Baines, I believe, and that's it for him, if it is. As B.J. Smith got that nifty pass from Chad Idias with 1:55 left to go, and the Titans up by 8.
Yeah, right there, John did exactly what he needed to do. Again, you got to go in there and work hard. Don't let him have an easy layup. John didn't let that happen. He had a good performance tonight.
Baines did not score, but made some big defensive plays and leaves the game after committing his fifth foul. Jason Osborne will come in. Denny Bridges going with the guard-oriented team here. You need ball handlers. You need free throw shooters. And Jason is both of those.
Well, Brian's going to have to go down and play on the block a little bit now. He's not going to be able to have that tendency to go out on the wing. He's going to have to be one of the big guys now, Dick.
Meanwhile, on the free throw line is B.J. Smith. He shoots the free throw up and good and knocks the lead down to 7, 81-74. Nebraska Wesleyan has been playing catch-up all game long. They've been down by as many as 23. They got back to within 1 with about 7 minutes to go. Now they're down 7 as the free throw is not good. And the rebound, Niebrugge tipped it. It's loose. And it's Kuhn who recovers the ball. Corey Kuhn got it. And the Titans with a 7-point lead plus the ball. And 105 seconds to play.
They're going to spread the floor out right here, Dick. They're going to get wide open layups is what they're going to look for. Spread
Here's
the floor.
Corey Kuhn with it now. As they'll work that shot clock down. It now says 14 seconds to shoot. 1:32 for the game. Here's Osborne to Brent. 10 to shoot. Niebrugge finds Crabtree. Brian driving. Pass down to Brent. He dropped it. Now it's loose and it's out of bounds. It's off of Nebraska Wesleyan. 4 seconds to shoot for the Titans. They've got it underneath the basket again. Nate Hubbard will inbound it. Maybe he can find Brent Niebrugge one more time as we're going to get a 20-second timeout called by Illinois Wesleyan. We'll keep it here with 1:24 left to play.
Well, Dick, they were asking right there for a kick. If it would have been a changed possession, they would have got a restart of the 35-second clock. Referee said no way. Right now, they're going to have to make a quick pass. Remember the John Lippick play. That's what I always call it. It's a little lob pass. Somebody's going to come in. They have not shown that yet this ball game. Look for Brian Crabtree to catch the ball in there.
Titans come back onto the floor. Crabtree, Niebrugge, Kuhn, Osborne, and Hubbard. As Hubbard will inbound it. He looks, and goes to Crabtree at the wing. Brian a three. It is not good. Rebound Titans. Niebrugge tried to dribble out of there with it. It's off of Nebraska Wesleyan out of play. Wesleyan has the basketball with a fresh 33 seconds. As the Titans inbound it underneath their own hoop. Here's the pass to Brian. Shot on the way. Not good, but he's knocked down and fouled. And Crabtree will pick himself up and go to the free throw line with 76 seconds to go. And now you can nearly taste it, Terry. Although there is some work to be done, things look so much better now than they did when there were 6 minutes to go in the game, and that lead is all the way down to 1 point.
Well, we talked about a hill to climb. You can get almost to the top of the hill, and right now Nebraska Wesleyan did that, but it's awful hard, Dick, when you're down that many points to get over the top. Nebraska Wesleyan has not done that. We've got to have these free throws.
Nate Thomas' second foul. Free throw good for Brian. It's 82-74. Crabtree has his 24th point. And now out goes Thomas, and into the game comes Jeff Miller. That's interesting.
He might need just a little bit of a break. He might be wore out. It might have been him looking for the substitution rather than a coach.
Free throw by Brian is good, and the lead is 9 points, ladies and gentlemen. A 9-point lead with 74 seconds to go. Here's the three by Mosser. It is good, and the lead now is 6 points as Nebraska Wesleyan gets the timeout with 1:08 left. 83-77. The Titans need to take care of the ball and need to make free throws, and they've made 78% of their free throws this year. If they can shoot anywhere near that percentage down the stretch, Terry, they are a national champion.
Well, they're going to go back to the line, guaranteed. It's going to be a quick foul probably, Dick, because they got one to give before they go into the double bonus. No, they will go into the double bonus next time down, so they're going to have to be very selective when they make that foul.
Well, I wouldn't think the Plainsmen would want to wait very long before committing it.
Well, you got to look at that situation. You want to put them both on the line? Are they going to look for somebody? Who are they going to look to foul? Will it be Corey Kuhn, you think?
They'd like to foul Niebergi most of all. Kuhn, of course, an 88%er, and they don't want Crabtree on the line. They might try to get Jason Osborne. Hubbard, also a good free thrower, about to inbound it. He gets it to Brian, and he jump passes it to Jason. They'll foul him, I would guess, as they do reach in and get Jason Osborne. And he will go to the free throw line with now 1:03 left to play. Jason has only been to the line 23 times this year. He has made 14 of them.
It'll be two shots.
And so that's about 63%. That's not a great percentage. Let's see what the freshman out of New Holland can do here. With 63 seconds to go and his team up by a half dozen. The foul is the fourth of the game on Bosiger as the free throw is good. It's good for Jason Osborne. He scores his first point of this game and the Titans lead by seven. Now another one for Osborne. The right-hander fires it. Good. He got them both. Osborne with two pressure-packed free throws builds the lead to eight. And now Nebraska Wesleyan in a hurry.
We're going to do the offensive-defensive switch right here. Jason Osborne and Matt Mann are switching back and forth. Watch him, Dick.
Bosiger with it at the right wing. Titans still in that zone. Here's the pass to Mosser. He looks to the left, dribbles toward the right, picks it up and gives it to Bosiger, who drives inside the arc. Now back out. The shot, Kissinger, not good off the back iron. The rebound for who? Matt Mann in there, had it, lost it. Now he goes out of bounds. As he does, he tried to call a timeout. They did not grant it to him. Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound it. We're down to 45 seconds to play.
He thought he had possession, but the referee was right there, said you didn't have possession of the basketball. In order to call timeout, Dick, you have to have that. Good call by the official.
Mosser will put it in play. He looks and finds Bosiger up top. Now back to Mosser, a three on the way, and it's good! And the lead is down to five. It's a five-point game with 42 seconds to go, and another timeout called here by Nebraska Wesleyan, during which we will keep it here. 42 seconds left, and the Titans lead 85-80. The lead down to five. How about Mitch Mosser? He was held scoreless in the first half. He has made 7 three-point baskets here in the second half. I remember one miss, Terry. I'm not sure I remember any others. Perhaps there have been, but he's something like 7 for 9 from three-point territory here on the second stanza.
Well, he's squaring up so well, and he's just one of those kind of kids, you want the ball in his hands. He's a gamer. He came out here tonight, first half, and really tried to run the offense and set other guys up. Just didn't really work very well, Dick, and now he's taking over. He's keeping them in the ball game.
As the Titans will put it in play here against the full court pressure. 5-point lead, 42 seconds left. Again, Wesleyan will be fouled unless Nebraska Wesleyan can make the steal. It comes into Brian Crabtree and a whistle and a blocking foul. Boy, that was a close call as Ideas did a pretty good job of setting up there and getting in position to take the charge, but he was a little bit late, and Brian Crabtree will go to the free throw line with 41 seconds left now. And the Titans up 5, 85-80. And with that three-point shot, it's just agony for the team that leads, Terry, down the stretch.
Let me tell you how important two free throws are here, Dick. We got a 5-point lead, so 2 3-pointers beat you. If you make both of these free throws, they got to have 3 buckets to beat you with 40 seconds to go. That's how important these free throws are right here.
Crabtree hasn't missed one yet tonight. 7 for 7 from the line. His team by 5 as he shoots the first of 2 up and in, and it's now a 6-point lead. The double bonus really helping here is there's not quite as much pressure on that first throw. Now the second throw for Brian. It's on the way, and it is not good. It rolled off of there. 6-point game, 2-possession game, as Bosiger is in the front court. Bosiger hands it to Mosser, who fires it to Kissinger. A three on the way is good! And the lead is down to 3 points at 86-83, and another timeout called by Nebraska Wesleyan, and there's still 30 seconds left to go in this game. Again, we'll keep it here during the break. 30 seconds left, and now the lead is 3 at 86-83. It was 9 with less than a minute to go. Now with a half minute left, it's only 3 as they continue to hit the three-point shots.
Well, you know they're going to shoot it. They're going to have to come down and shoot it, and all you have to do is continue to play good defense. You can't help it if they make the shot stick, but you've got to do the other things when you get the basketball. You've got to take care of the basketball. You've got to hit the free throws. If they hit the threes, don't let them beat you. Make them with your free throws.
Terry, they have made 11 three-point baskets here in the second half.
Well, they've been on fire, and in particular, Kissinger and Mosser have both been just shooting the basketball very well. They look for the shots very well.
Mosser has 7, Kissinger with 3, and Chris Bosiger has the other one. That's 33 points from outside the arc here in the second half, and that's what's allowed them to make up that 19-point halftime difference. They were within 1. With 7 minutes to go, and the Titans pulled away, built the lead to as many as 9, but now, with a flurry of threes here at the finish, Nebraska Wesleyan has put itself in position to pull this thing out of the ashes.
Well, let's get this thing, let's kind of run down where we're at right here. You've got 30 seconds to go in the ball game, Dick. You got a possession here, you got to get the ball in play. If you don't get a good pass in, you still can call a timeout. You still got that as an option, but do not throw the basketball away. Nate Hubbard is about as good as there is at anybody doing this. If you get the ball in, you're going to get fouled.
As the Titans are about to put it in play, Nate Hubbard will do so. Oh, wait a minute, we've got a stoppage of play here. The question being asked by Todd Raridan, the head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan. And I'm not sure what they're talking about, Terry.
Waiting for the clock to start, I think. TV time again.
All right. Hubbard will put it in play. Kissinger guarding him. Nate runs the baseline, gets it to Corey Kuhn. And Corey, between three defenders, finally fouled by one of them.
No, they called timeout.
Oh, Corey was in a jam, and the Titans used one of their timeouts. All right, we'll take a break on this one. It's a full timeout taken by Wesleyan. We're down to 27 seconds now. 3 more seconds off the clock. 86-83. Wesleyan closing in on its first ever national championship. We're back after this here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Are you stretched too thin to deal with office supplies? Eliminate your office supply management time and headaches with WM Putnam's new SOS system. SOS is the stress-free office supply system that makes it easy to keep your shelves stocked with all the essential supplies without the usual stress, mess, fuss, and hassle. WM Putnam's SOS system eliminates mess and disorganization, simplifies ordering and restocking, and minimizes interruptions, confusion, and frustration. You never run out of what you need, leaving you free to make every minute count. To learn more about this innovative new service, call your WM Putnam representative. In the office supply business, WM Putnam is a lifesaver. Remember, too, that WM Putnam is a major supplier of contract business furniture and commercial office furniture. And they're happy to announce they have now relocated to their new facilities at 1625 Commerce Parkway in Bloomington. WM Putnam Company also congratulates Coach Denny Bridges and the Illinois Wesleyan Titans on a great season and wishes them the best in postseason play.
Well, it's an 86-83 lead for Wesleyan Titans with 27 seconds to go. IWU again will try to inbound the ball down at the Nebraska Wesleyan end.
Change up a little bit on the offensive play here.
Hubbard will inbound it, and somebody comes to him. It's Corey Kuhn who gets it. He's double-teamed. The pass back to Nate. He tosses ahead. Niebergi goes toward the basket. Now his pass to Bryan. 21 seconds to go, and Crabtree is finally fouled. The Titans worked that beautifully, moving the ball up the floor. Niebergi had a chance to go to the basket, but a defender coming toward him from the angle, Terry, and he smartly dribbled it back out. And now Wesleyan, 20 seconds away from its first national championship, has its best player at the free throw line.
Well, that's where you want him, the All-American, right there stepping up to the free throw line. And what's nice is it's a double bonus here. You get two of them, Dick. That gives you that four-point advantage you're looking for.
Crabtree has made 8 of 9 this evening, looking for his 27th point. He fires. He got it. And it's a four-point lead. That means at least two more possessions for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now for defense, Osborne out. Matt Mann back in for the Titans. Bryan shoots another one. It's on the way. It is good. It's a five-point Illinois Wesleyan lead. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Mosser into the front court. 17 seconds to go. The three by Ideas. Not good. Rebound, Brett Niebuhrge, and then he's fouled with 11 seconds to go. And the Titans now go to the free throw line, up by 5, 88-83.
How many rebounds has he got in the second half, Dick? Big, crucial rebounds. Brett Niebuhrge is working the boards very strong with 4 fouls, I need to say.
That's right. He's been playing a long time with 4. I believe he has a dozen rebounds for the game right now. And he will step to the free throw line here and try to put this thing in the bank. If he gets them both, that means 3 possessions and 11 seconds.
Yep.
Is not enough to allow that.
Yeah, you can nail a lot of nails right after you make these two.
Bosiger committed the foul. He's out of the game for Nebraska Wesleyan. And the Titan bench, they're not sitting. They're kind of kneeling, ready to explode as the free throw is good by the junior, Brent Niebuhrge, who has his 25th point of this game. What a game the junior from Totopolis has had as he shoots it up, and he rolls it, not good. The rebound for them, it's a 6-point difference, 9 seconds to go. Here's Mosser, fires a 3, and he missed that one. And the rebound, Matt Mann, now it goes to Niebuhrge, knocked out of bounds off of Niebuhrge. There's 1.6 seconds left. The Titans are going to win it. They're going to be the national champion. It'll be official here in a heartbeat.
Let him shoot it. Don't touch anybody.
Mosser puts it in play. 3 by Ideas is good at the buzzer. The final score, Wesleyan 89, Nebraska Wesleyan 86. The Titans have done it here in Salem, Virginia. Friends, can you say national championship? Scream it at the top of your lungs, Titans fans. Your guys have just won one.
There's no longer a team of dreamers, Dick. This is reality, national championship basketball team.
89-86, the final score. Ideas hit that 3 at the buzzer to make the final score 89-86. And the Titan players now shaking hands with the Plainsmen. Denny Bridges has a national championship.
Dick, I went and bought a great big cigar before we came here, and I'm going to smoke that baby all the way down. What a great ball game.
The Titan fans behind us, all standing and screaming.
Big, big, big contingency from Illinois Wesleyan.
The emotions are flowing now as the players hug one another, and we're getting set for the trophy ceremony here at Center Court. 28 points for Brian Crabtree, 25 for Brent Niebuhrge. Corey Kuhn finishes with 17. Nathan Hubbard had 10. Those were the 4 Wesleyan Titans in double figures. They did it after losing 6 seniors from last year's team, then losing Andy Boyden to mononucleosis coming into the tournament, and then losing Matt Hoder at the end of this game to an injury. Terry, the forces depleted, but the Titans found a way to hang on to that big lead.
Well, you know what? I talk about Denny Bridges all the time and why I think he's a great coach. He just kept throwing bodies, and they kept getting injured out there, or somebody would get sick or whatever. Now is a good indication of just how good a coach he is. He's carried them through. Corey Kuhn, this whole group of kids have got a lot to be proud of. What a great ball game.
89-86, the final score. Wesleyan's Titans are the champions of the nation. We'll return with more here from the Salem Civic Center right after this on Sports 1230 WJBC.
Sweetheart.
Yes, honey.
You know, I think it's time we spent some time alone.
Uh-huh.
Transferred a few bucks from savings and had that second honeymoon we've always dreamed of.
Uh-huh.
Listen, does Hawaii sound good to you?
Uh-huh.
Good. I'll call Bill.
You'll do what?
Bill, the First National Bank's banking information link. See, it's Bill for short. You can check on your accounts, you can transfer funds, check your latest deposits and checks, all with one phone call. Good old Bill, member FDIC.
I wonder if he can hula.
Never mind.
Well, a post-game show coming up that you'll enjoy. We'll talk with Denny Bridges. It'll take a while because he is obligated to go to the media room, and actually he won't be able to go there until after Nebraska Wesleyan's Todd Raridan goes there. First comes the trophy presentation, so it'll be a little while before we get to talk to Denny. But in between now and then, we will have a chance to talk to assistant coach David Steinbrook. We'll talk with a Wesleyan player or two, or maybe three or four, and we'll also get the comments of Todd Raridan, the coach from Nebraska Wesleyan. He will go to the interview room, and we'll record those comments and replay them for you. Wesleyan's Titans up by 23 at one point in the first half, up by 19 at the half, but then that lead, Terry, evaporated all the way to 1 point, and it looked a little bleak at that time as all of the momentum was going with the team in the white uniforms.
Well, you know what happens, Dick, and we mentioned it throughout the broadcast, is it's really hard to come fight your way back into it and win it. You come down from 20, 23 points down and try to work your way back into it. Sometimes you get close. We saw it happen yesterday with the other game. It was a situation where you could just get to the top of the hill but couldn't get over it. The same thing happened to Nebraska Wesleyan. Boy, you got to look at the heart and soul of this ball club that Nebraska Wesleyan came back, fought their way back into the ball game, really tried to get back into the ball game. Great three-point shooting effort the second half for them, but the Wesleyan Titans hung on, Dick.
Boy, as we said, they made 12 threes for that last one by Ideas. 12 three-pointers in the second half, and they changed a 23-point deficit into a 3-point defeat, 89-86 the final score. The Nebraska Wesleyan players receiving their individual medallions right now. The Titans will be introduced here in a little bit. We'll take a break and come back with post-game coverage next. Again, the final here in the national championship game, Illinois Wesleyan 89, Nebraska Wesleyan 86. The Titans are the NCAA Division III champions here in 1997. Post-game coverage comes your way next here on Sports 1230 WJBC.
You've been listening to play-by-play coverage of Illinois Wesleyan basketball.
The Titans!
This play-by-play action has been brought to you by the Illinois Wesleyan Bookstore, by First National Bank, by Solid Gold Jewelers, and by State Farm agent Ed Manahan. Keep it locked on AM 1230 WJBC. Post-game coverage is up next. Kim Duncan describes what happened recently when she scanned her WJBC Gold Card Plus at Country Classics Arts and Crafts Mall in El Paso.
The paper started coming up, and then I watched it come up $1,230.
What'd you do then?
Kind of gasped, I think. I'm really not sure. I think I was in shock.
Congratulations to Kim Duncan, and remember, you could be our next winner by simply scanning your Gold Card Plus from
WJBC.
Taking a look at your Weather Watch forecast at 9:03 as we congratulate the Illinois Wesleyan University Titans. They are NCAA Division III national champions, and that makes me proud as an alum of the university. Weather Watch forecast reads like this: partly cloudy with a 40% chance of light drizzle and flurries and a low of 33, turning partly sunny with a high of 50 for Sunday. Monday's forecast: mostly cloudy with a chance of rain late and a high of 54. Northwest winds, light and variable for tomorrow, 5 to 10 northwest tonight. Currently, calm winds, 39 degrees here at WJBC.
The voice of the Titans. Sports 1230 WJBC, Bloomington.
In the final scene of The Searchers, John Wayne stands in the doorway of a cabin home holding his arm. Ever wonder why that scene is so significant? Harry Carey Jr., who also starred in the movie, told us about it.
He knew that was a mannerism of my father. And he wasn't told to do that, but he saw my mother behind the camera. And, you know, all the people come home and they walk by the camera. He just stays in the doorway. And then he saw my mother, Ollie, and he just reached over and with his left hand and held his right elbow. And it was really a great ending for a picture.
Yeah, they kept it in the movie. That was one of those little ad-lib things.
Yeah, it was a tribute to my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad was Duke's hero.
Harry Carey Jr., just one of the hundreds of reasons why you should tune in weekday mornings to the Ken Barron Show at 9 here on 1230 WJBC.
Wesleyan basketball.
Oh, that was
turns loose. Crabtree gets it, tries to shoot it, misses, gets it back, and scores.
This post-game coverage is brought to you by Clemens & Associates, by Denison Used Car Center, by Carmody Flynn Funeral Home, by Denny's Donuts, by The Travel Company, and by Central Illinois Bank. You're listening to Illinois Wesleyan Titan Basketball on AM 1230 WJBC.
Dick Lutke and Terry Brown back here in Salem, Virginia. This is the site of the NCAA Division III National Championship game, just won by Illinois Wesleyan Titans. Matt Hoder is limping out to the floor to receive his medallion just now.